This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Texas Central Partners introduced a new CEO today and announced that it's raised $75 million for its private bullet train. The high-speed rail would whisk riders between Dallas and Houston in 90 minutes with a stop near College Station. The new CEO, Tim Keith, talks about the project. Tim Keith says he's not a train guy, but he chaired Mar Terminals, a giant sea container operation, so he gets transportation. Now, moving people on rail instead of goods on ships, the Dallas resident says he's landed his dream job.
I have a chance to promote my home state in a way that I never dreamed of. The challenges of this project are really unique. It requires the right blend of entrepreneurship, of fiscal discipline, of public relations and communications, and I felt my background matched perfectly with the project.
That's because Keith's background also includes heavy doses of international fundraising and investing. He replaces former Harris County Judge Robert Eccles, who remains on the bullet train's board. This project could cost as much as $14 billion. Keith says the $75 million investment announced today is a good sign.
This capital raise is a real boost for us. It actually was oversubscribed, and we ended up raising more capital than we had anticipated.
State Representative Rafael Anchia says the project obviously needs a lot more money to reach the finish line, and fundraising is just one big hurdle. The Dallas Democrat says the other issue is land procurement, right-of-way.
And you saw some of that bubble up during the legislative session where you had some rural representatives say, no, you're not running a train through rural East Texas. We're going to block you. We're going to put up legislative impediments. We were able to get past that, and right-of-way acquisition will continue to be a challenge.
So while Anchia likes this project, he worries others, like Ennis Representative John Ray, will continue working to derail it. Ray's three bills to wreck this train got little traction in the last legislative session. In May, he told KERA he was worried about the small towns and farmers along the route.
The phrase I've been using is it creates a Chinese wall of sorts, and that would really impact landowners as well as future development all along that pathway.
Anchia has faith the bullet train builders will treat the landowners right. He argues this project is a good one.
You have the two major urban centers. You have relatively flat land. You have much of the right-of-way already acquired. I think the growth of this state now, which has been exponential during the last decade, is going to necessitate multiple modes of transportation to get people back and forth.
CEO Tim Keith says if any state needs this project, Texas does.
This is going to drive large amounts of tax revenue. It's going to create tens of thousands of construction jobs for the next 4 years once we start. And also usher in a new high-tech industry that will have permanent jobs with highly skilled employees.
Keith says Texas Central will continue holding public meetings to let people know about the project and now waits for results from a federal study looking into the environmental impact of preferred routes between Dallas, the region around College Station, and Houston. The whole process, he says, could take at least another year. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.